You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Jill.
There's coffee in the pot.
Thanks. Bit early to be making lunch, isn't it?
Got to get the vegetables ready. You know how I like to be prepared.
Oh, well, thank you.
The boys seem to be eating their way through an entire bag of potatoes these days.
Oh, that was to have inherited their father's appetite, that's for sure.
And they're growing so fast.
Yeah.
Ben seemed to enjoy his birthday.
Oh, paintballing and pizza. Life doesn't get much better than that when you're 12.
No.
Right, I'd better be off.
Aren't you going to sit down?
No,
you've been milking. You must be hungry.
No, I'm not. Really.
Take a seat. I'll make you something. Won't take long.
Really, Jill, I'm fine. I need to get on. David's been so busy moving the sheep that we're behind with loads of other jobs. The wet weather's certainly taking its toll.
Surely you can rest for a few minutes.
No, I only came inside to get the keys for the tractor. I'll be back for lunch.
Ruth?
Yeah?
I took the liberty of buying this.
What is it? Oh,
I hope you don't mind.
No.
I thought it might help to know one way or the other.
Hands on your hips. Yep, that's good. Step forward and bend.
Like this?
Make sure your knee's over your foot.
Okay.
This particular stretch helps to improve your stride and is excellent for your single leg balance. Now, change legs.
Alice and I aren't planning to take the race too seriously, you know.
It's still important to warm up, to avoid injury if nothing else. And relax.
Oh, I hear Dan and Jamie are training twice a day, every day until Friday.
Twice a day?
That's what Shula said when she came in yesterday.
This is sport relief, not the SAS.
I know.
I, for one, will be happy just to finish in a decent time. So, shall we start on the other side of the green?
Yeah, sure. Well, at least all this exercise means I'm getting fit. Hopefully my dress will look all right.
All right? You're going to be the belle of the ball on our wedding day.
Maybe. As long as I don't botch up the alterations.
Why would that happen?
Well, I'll find out this afternoon at the fitting, won't I?
Kirsty, will you please stop worrying?
I want everything to be perfect.
It will be.
Fallon, you all right down there?
Oh, yeah. Just nearly finished fixing these poles. The contestants will have to crawl underneath some netting. Thought the bottom of the hill might be a good spot.
Oh, well, that will be a challenge, especially when gravity comes into play.
Yeah, well, this course ain't called rough and tumble for nothing.
Seems to have unleashed a wave of competition in the village.
Do you think so?
Well, given that contestants have been paired against one another, it's inevitable.
Well, Ed's not likely to break any records running round the green with Joe and Bartleby. Now you mention it, though, I suppose Dan is quite focused on beating Jamie.
If you ask me, The imminent battle between Nick and Emma Grundy brings to mind the rivalry between Sebastian Coe and Steve Ovett.
Oh, well, no harm done, as long as we make a load of money for charity.
Oh, quite. Mm. But you must be feeling overwhelmed with the demands of planning such a large-scale venture. Mm.
Things are pretty much under control. Yeah, it's been a laugh. I can't believe how quickly everything's come together.
But you're still building the course.
Well, Adam and David are finishing the last bits this week, and Dan's found this bloke from the army to give it the once-over, and then we're all done.
Really? Is it true you've secured a celebrity to present the prizes?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be fantastic if it all works out.
So who is it?
Well, you'll have to wait and see. Be a nice surprise on Friday.
Fallon, do say if you feel you've taken on too much.
I'm fine.
Because, as you know, I've had plenty of experience in overseeing events in and around Ambridge, yeah. And I'm sure you must be inundated with these last-minute
Yeah, honestly,
tasks,
I so... can manage, but thanks so much, Linda. It's lovely to know that you want to help. Actually, a few of us are meeting in the Bull later to finalise details.
Yes, yes, I plan to be there. And on the day itself, of course.
Ah, brilliant. Oh, we need all the help we can get. If you wouldn't mind shaking a bucket for coins
or
being a steward...
No. I intend to take part, Fallon.
What?
Oh, yes. I was saying to Robert earlier, I don't use my bicycle nearly enough.
Oh, but rough and tumble's a proper assault course. It's hardcore. You know, we don't want anyone getting hurt.
I assure you, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
And I've an idea which I shall share at the meeting this afternoon. See you anon.
Great. Oh, Kirsty.
Hmm?
I think we can do better than hmm. Turn around.
Well,
absolutely stunning.
Yours is gorgeous. Really flattering.
Oh, thanks. I'm really pleased with it. But look, I'm only the bridesmaid. Wearing that number, you're going to steal the show, and quite right too.
We'll see.
Kirsty, what's up?
I don't know. It's like something's missing. I mean, this is basically a sort of cocktail dress.
You look like $1 million.
But I don't feel like $1 million. And I should, shouldn't I, on my wedding day? What was it Isabel said when I was in her shop? Dress for a day, photos forever.
That's highly practiced sales talk from an astute businesswoman.
Still, I felt amazing in her dress. Oh, I so desperately want to wow Tom.
You're going to. And you do, just as you are.
Thanks, Helen. Anyway, the fact is, Isabel Jennings and her designer dresses are way out of my league. What I'm wearing is what I can afford.
I'd tell you if it wasn't a total knockout. You know I would.
Thought I'd find you here.
Oh, hi, Jill.
You've done a thorough job in here.
Oh, thanks.
I don't think I've ever seen the parlour looking so pristine. I thought you and David tried to take things a bit easier on a Sunday.
Well, we don't have any choice at the moment.
You sound exhausted.
I'm just trying to stay on top of things.
We all do it, you know. Try to keep ourselves busy so we don't have to think about what's really going on.
Right.
Ruth?
The answer's no. It isn't helping, if I'm honest. Since you pointed out that I might be pregnant, I haven't been able to concentrate on much else.
That's understandable.
And I guess I'm...
What?
I'm scared, Jill.
Oh, love. That's why I'm here. Why don't you come inside for that break?
Okay.
And when you're feeling up to it, it might be time to take the plunge and find out once and for all.
Sir Bradley Wiggins.
I know. What? I cannot wait.
Are you sure? He's definitely coming.
Well, she's announced it on Facebook and Twitter, so it must be true.
Mark my words, he will be in Ambridge this Friday to present the prizes for Rough and Tumble.
Wow, now that is a coup.
Yep, yeah, all thanks to Reese. Think of it as his going away present to us all.
Alan!
Don't tell Linda about Bradley. I mean, Sir Bradley.
Why not?
Well, because she'll only try and take over. You know what she's
like. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi, Linda.
Well, who'd like a drink?
Would you like some house red? There's almost a whole bottle here.
Oh, well, that's very kind.
That's okay. I'll get you another glass.
Oh, what's that smile for, Helen?
Nothing. Oh, my money's on a naughty text.
Oh, no. Rob's just sent me a photo of him and Ian gearing up for their ride.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
Oh, Ian appears to be rather forlorn.
Well, Rob's putting him through his paces. I suggested that they train as a team.
Ah, excellent. Yes, bringing people together is exactly what Sport Relief's about.
There you go, Linda.
Oh, thank you. Now, is anybody taking minutes?
No. I just made a few notes about stuff that needs sorting. But most of it's done, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
Right, Helen, are you okay with the barbecue?
Yep, leave it to me and Dad.
Ah, that's what I like to hear.
I'm assuming you've recruited stewards.
Yeah, Jim's organising a team. They got jackets and everything.
And you're still keeping the name of the celebrity under wraps?
Yeah, my lips are sealed. Right, I think that's almost it.
Actually, Fallon, I have another rather radical suggestion.
Radical?
Yes, something which may appeal to the rather more faint-hearted residents of Ambridge. Mm-hmm. A plan for another course.
What?
Now, my course follows a shorter route. As you see, it cuts out the brow of Lakey Hill and goes round Hayden Barrow towards the brook, although the end point will still be Jubilee Field. Mm-hmm. I've put some feelers out, and Neil and Jennifer are happy to organise a sack race, an egg and spoon competition, tug of war and so forth.
I see.
And contestants can walk or cycle their way round. Mm. Well, it's a chance for the more mature villager to get involved. Rough and tumble might be a step too far, but smooth and steady is open to all.
Smooth and steady?
I knew you'd approve.
Oh, sounds like a fun way of including everyone.
Yeah, I'll second that.
And an opportunity for people who don't normally do much exercise to get fit.
My sentiments exactly, Helen. I'm planning to cycle round.
Look, we've only got a few days left. It's not much time to organise another event or get people interested.
You could post it on the internet.
No, no. I prefer to spread the word in person. I'm quite happy to head up a splinter group to manage the event.
Well, oh. I think it's a great idea.
Hmm. Well, the more the merrier, I suppose. Well, it looks like it's all hands on deck for Friday.
Well? You're not going to believe it.
Oh, my goodness, Ruth.
I never actually thought it'd be positive.
Come and sit down. You're shaking.
I can't take it all in.
It's all right, love.
I thought Ben was our miracle baby.
Deep breath.
Yeah.
News like this takes time to sink in properly.
You can say that again. Am I really sitting here in our kitchen pregnant?
Yes. Yes, you are.
I think I'm in shock.
There's no need to look so worried.
I can't help it. I mean, if this is how I'm feeling, what on earth is David going to think?
Oh, that's really sweet of you, Mum. You shouldn't have.
Oh, don't be silly. Cooking for you and Christopher's hardly a chore. Besides, I know what you're like.
What's that supposed to mean? Oh,
boiling a bag of penne and pouring a jar of carbonara over it. It doesn't constitute a main meal.
I don't do that every evening.
Oh, well, I should hope not. And there's some broccoli and potatoes in here.
Oh, thank you.
Darling, what's that? Redness on your face.
Oh, Chris is growing a beard.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I think he looks gorgeous. A bit like Michael Fassbender. Oh, he's promised to trim it before he turns into Grizzly Adams.
Will work all right about you taking another day off?
Yeah, it's pretty quiet and I've got annual leave to take before April.
I do think it's time you got out of your pyjamas there, Alice. Kirsty will be here soon.
Mum, this is my exercise gear for rough and tumble.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm doing a Pilates DVD every morning to build up strength.
Oh.
I plan to finish that course even if it kills me.
Oh, good for you, darling.
Oh, Chris will be pleased when he sees the casserole.
Well, you do realise it's becoming almost impossible to do anything apart from boil an egg in that wretched kitchen.
Come on, let's have some coffee.
Still, it won't be long before the Albion's installed at Home Farm.
So you're going ahead with the new kitchen?
Oh, no question. Can't carry on like this much longer.
No.
In fact, the estimate from Borsetshire by Design arrived this morning. Here we are.
Okay. Mum?
Well, what?
Have they put an extra naught on the end by mistake?
Kingsley doesn't strike me as a man who's prone to making mistakes.
Well, why is it so expensive?
Well, because it's an Albion. Oh, I don't expect you to understand, Alice. Look, I'll show you the brochure.
Okay.
Now, that price includes underfloor heating, Umbrian limestone tiles, boiling water tap, and you see it's designed as an intuitive space, a haven. My haven.
Right. Have you shown Dad this estimate?
Not yet, no.
Well, given the price tag, I'd advise you to pick your moment.
Ah, yes. Hmm.
Oh, that'll be Kirsty.
Morning.
Oh, hi, lovely to see you. Come in.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Kirsty.
I'll go and get dressed. I won't be 5 minutes. Please make yourself at home. Oh,
thanks.
Oh, can I get you a drink?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks. So you're coming into Borchester with us?
Oh, no, I was just dropping in on Alice. To be honest, I've got my hands full. Linda's roped me into helping organise Smooth and Steady.
Oh, yeah. Friday's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, well, I expect I'll be running errands all day. So, Kirsty, how's the bride-to-be?
Excited.
Not long now.
About 4 weeks. Alice and I are meeting Helen in the pub later to talk through the arrangements.
And do you feel prepared for the big day?
Well, I've got my dress.
Oh, well, that's the important bit.
Yeah, but I still need to buy shoes, makeup, a purse, you know, all the extras. Oh, but I'm so lucky to have Alice. She's got such a good eye.
My advice is not to compromise on anything.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I'm a firm believer that a woman must endeavour to attain exactly what she wants in order to be truly happy in marriage.
There's not as much grass for these heifers as I'd hoped.
Hardly surprising, given the weather. But this should perk them up. Did you get round the lambs earlier?
Yep. They're looking pretty good.
Oh.
What's up?
I haven't brought enough pellets.
Oh, well, that's no big deal, is it?
No, it's just...
I'll get it if you like.
No, I can manage.
Ruth, wait.
I'll be back in a bit.
Look, can you stop, please?
What is it?
Something's up. That's obvious.
David.
I'm tired of you shutting me out. Are you keeping something from me?
Please.
Whatever it is, however serious, I need to know, Ruth. Now.
Trust me, this isn't the right time.
If there's one thing that I have learned in 25 years of marriage is that there's no such thing as the right time. So will you please tell me? What's going on?
I'm pregnant.
The pair I saw are very simple, but classy, and not too high. And they're slingbacks, so they'll elongate your legs.
Oh, they sound fab.
Oh, I can't wait for you to try them on. The shop's just round the corner. Kirsty? Oh, right, I see. Yeah, oh, I love Isabel Jennings' stuff. Her designs are all over the bridal magazines.
Yeah.
And that is... Oh, yes, that dress is to die for.
I know. I tried it on a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Oh, sorry, I'll stop staring. Let's just go and check out these shoes.
The shoes can wait. Come on.
What?
We're going inside.
I can't take this in.
I know.
I mean, a baby.
Yeah.
How far gone are you?
About 7 weeks.
Yeah, it is the last thing that I expected you to say.
I bet.
But I'm glad you told me.
I never thought this could happen. Can't imagine going through it all again.
Really?
You know as well as I do. A baby's a hard graft.
Well, I do realise it's not exactly what we expected we'd be doing at this point in our lives.
No.
But, just goes to show, anything's possible.
What do you think?
Oh, have a look in the mirror. Oh,
I know.
Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You are an absolute vision of loveliness.
Am I?
Oh, see? You're setting me off now. Oh, how do you feel? I feel like a bride.
Well, then it's a no-brainer.
But I've already bought a dress.
But it's not this one, is it?
No. No, it isn't.
Do you want some more tea?
I'm all right, David.
Well, I wonder what the kids are going to say.
Oh, I'd rather not mention anything to them, not at the moment.
I see.
I mean, it's still early days. I'd prefer to wait until I'm at least 12 weeks, once I've had the first scan, you know?
Oh, right.
And I suppose I'd better go and see the GP at some point.
Yeah, good idea. Hey, maybe we should go out tonight, eh? For a meal or something. Be nice to mark the occasion.
No, I don't feel up to it. Not yet. Sorry. I haven't quite got my head round it all.
No. Okay, then.
Right, then. Let's get back out there,
shall
we?
I can finish off checking stock by myself.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, I just thought, you know, you could do with the rest.
No, I don't fancy being cooped up in the house all day. I'd much rather be out and about.
Okay. Whatever you say.
I'm begging you, please. No male strippers, no tacky costumes. Oh, and definitely no chocolate body parts.
It's supposed to be a hen do, Kirsty, not a yoga retreat.
Yeah, sorry, but this is one element of the nuptials not in the bride's control.
Oh, just go with it, Kirsty.
I mean, like, to remember.
Oh, you're scaring me now.
Oh, look, this is what I wanted to show you.
A polar bear?
No! The photograph underneath.
What, the girl in the cart?
Yes. You see, this image has given me the most brilliant idea.
Go on.
You know we talked about you and Helen staying over at Lower Loxley the night before the wedding?
Yeah.
Imagine in the morning, once you've had your hair and makeup done, and you're wearing that fabulous dress, you're picked up from Lower Loxley in a hay cart and driven through Ambridge by a shire horse.
Wow!
Very romantic.
Tom could watch me arrive at St. Stephen's.
Although Roy did say he was organising the transport.
Oh, I'll deal with Roy. Can you visualise the photos? They'll be out of this world.
Amazing.
Same again.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
We'll have to keep it a secret from Tom.
Oh, leave that to me. Oh, when he catches sight of you in that dress, he's going to fall in love with you all over again. Wait till you see it, Helen.
I have seen your dress, although I didn't realise Alice had.
Actually, there's been a slight change of plan.
What's happened?
You know that designer dress I liked?
From Isabel Jennings that you couldn't afford?
Well, I can't afford it, but I bought it anyway.
What?
It cost a fortune, but it doesn't matter.
Well, what about the high street dress you had altered?
Oh, that was a mistake. I wasn't happy with it. Not deep down.
Right.
I can't take it back because of the alterations, obviously, but I'm sure I can sell it on the internet.
So now you've got two wedding dresses?
Yeah, but the first one was wrong, and this one's perfect. And now I know I'm wearing the right dress, Helen. Everything's going to fall into place.
Oh, I'm sorry to trouble you with this, Ruth.
That's all right. How many do you need?
I'd say, well, at least 20. So many people seem to be getting into the sport relief spirit, even at this late stage.
Oh, I suppose the wiggle factor must be helping. There's real enthusiasm in the village about Friday.
Oh, yes, of course. It's hugely exciting to think that we'll be welcoming an Olympic champion to our tiny corner of Borsetshire.
Ruth, how are you doing?
It's all my fault. We need a supply of Hessian sacks for Linda's sport relief event.
Oh, I see. Well, no, I know exactly where they are. It might be easier if I go and get them.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
Apparently Fallon's asked everyone to keep the news about Sir Bradley a secret from Linda.
Why's that?
Well, you know how she likes to, well, intervene.
It's nice to see everyone coming together for such a good cause.
Yeah.
These days it's so easy to get obsessed with your own little life, to feel dissatisfied.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
All I'm saying is, when you see what other people do without, it makes you grateful for what you've got.
There you go, Jennifer. Are these all right?
Oh, yes. Oh, you're a marvel.
That's plain old-fashioned human nature, isn't it? For people to want to build on what they already have.
I'm not sure.
Well, I have to say I'm with David on this one. If you see something you desperately want, well, there's nothing wrong with striving for it, is there?
Adam, tell me if you think this one's secure.
Let's have a look.
That won't be down any further.
Well, it's secure, but not quite straight. You'll have to do it again.
Oh, what? They'll only be in here for a minute or so.
Well, we don't want any accidents, Ian.
I thought that was the point.
Well, they're supposed to be straight.
Oh, it's freezing in here, isn't it?
Somebody's not used to working outdoors.
Oh, have you seen the state of Hayden Barrow? I mean, by the time the race starts, it'll be like the mud hole at Glastonbury. Oh, I'll be glad when Friday's over.
Well, that's rich, coming from you.
Here, I need that hammer.
Well, you're the one who decided we both had to enter. I was quite happy to help Helen grill a few venison burgers on the barbecue. There you go.
Cheers. Well, I had no choice. Not once I found out Wiggles coming to Ambridge. And especially after Rob started lording his athletic prowess over us.
Well, relax, Ian. You'd had a few drinks, so had he.
Yeah, well, that's no excuse for him to call Helen Little Miss Giggly. So what if she was tipsy?
Well, perhaps he was being playful.
I can't believe Helen suggested that I train with him.
Oh, yeah, of course. You got your next session this morning.
Oh, don't. He's got some front. I mean, you remember what he said about the lodge? What business is it of his if your gran's left the place to Helen?
Look, it was a throwaway comment.
Here. Is this straight enough for you?
Middle do.
What if the man is a sexist and a gold digger? That's no great combination.
Oh, come on, Ian. That's a bit strong. I was on the wagon that night, and it seemed to me like he was doing his best to be friendly. Yeah?
Friendly? Yeah, you should have heard him when we were running around the course on Sunday, you know, droning on that my breathing wasn't deep enough and my leg action needed lengthening.
He might be trying to offer some encouragement.
At least I'm not bad on my bike. You bring on that cycle sprint.
Well, try to lighten up by Friday, Ian. Yeah, I'm planning to have a good time.
So am I. Hey, I might actually get to meet Wiggo. But this is a matter of principle now. I am going to give Rob Titchener a run for his money, even if it kills me.
Oh, Brian, are you all right?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I've told you before not to gulp your coffee.
It's not the coffee. It's the sight of this extortionate quote.
Oh, well, would you like some water?
Yes, please.
Of course. When we have the new tap installed, you have the choice of sparkling as well as still.
I hate sparkling, which is just as well, because we're not getting that or any of the other weird contraptions that come with this ridiculously priced kitchen.
Brian, have you even bothered to read through Kingsley's suggestions?
Come on, Jenny, life's too short.
Look, the initial outlay might seem a lot, but ultimately we'll be saving space... energy and money.
Over the course of a couple of lifetimes, perhaps. Look, what I don't understand is what's wrong with buying a kitchen from the high street?
Oh, well, I've told you. Alice and I scoured the various websites, but there was nothing suitable.
Or better still, one of those flat pack places.
Did you say flat pack?
Yes.
How dare you?
Jenny?
Look, I need that kitchen, Brian.
Now, hold on a second.
I deserve that kitchen. And what's more... I'm having it.
You warm enough, Ian?
Yeah, fine.
I've got a spare sweatshirt if you want.
No, thank you.
It'd probably take your muscles a few minutes to warm up if you're not used to working out.
Yeah, well, I might not be a gym buddy, but I graft 12 hours a day in a busy kitchen.
Of course. Goodness, there's no way on earth I could do what you do. So, how did you find our little jog on Sunday?
Yeah, very invigorating.
Ah, good man. So, we've got a couple of options for today. We could either go for another jog and do some gentle exercises, or we could follow the rough and tumble route. Thing is, I don't want to push you too hard.
Why?
Well, because well, this is all quite new to you. And
let's do the route.
Just to warn you, the circuit I've got planned is pretty grueling.
It can't be that bad.
Okay, so... I've installed an app which will emit a signal every 200 metres. After each sprint, we'll do a series of sit-ups, press-ups and squat thrusts in rotation. You do know what squat thrusts are?
I used to watch Superstars.
No, just do your best. Try and breathe deep into your diaphragm.
I know how to breathe, Rob.
You sure about this, Ian?
I'm relishing the challenge.
Ah, that's what I like to hear. So, let's go.
Okay, I've had a look through Kingsley's proposals. You happy now?
And?
At best, I'd describe them as outlandish. I mean, if you want my honest opinion, I think they're the work of a madman.
Oh, you are insufferable.
Jenny, it's simply too expensive.
But surely even you recognise that a new kitchen will add value to the house.
We're not planning to move, are we?
Oh, honestly, Brian, you're talking as if the kitchen was just a place to prepare your meals.
Well, what else is it for?
This kitchen is the heart of my home. And this farmhouse, well, our farmhouse, well, it's an important landmark in Ambridge.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's our responsibility to lead the way and maintain standards.
You've lost me now.
I cook for your shoots, don't I?
Yes, and you've been doing a perfectly decent job.
Well then, how can I be expected to play host to the wealthiest landowners in Borsetshire when I'm frankly embarrassed by the outmoded decor and failing appliances in this wretched kitchen?
Jenny, no room in any house is worth this kind of money. And if you ask me, your Kingsley's a plain old-fashioned charlatan.
He is no such thing.
You can't see it because he's manipulated you into thinking it's his way or the highway.
I'm asking you, darling, to do this one thing for me.
Well, I'm afraid the answer's no.
After everything I've done for you over the years.
Jenny.
One little thing.
I'm sorry, but I've made my decision.
Right. That's it.
What do you mean, that's it?
I'm downing tools and I refuse to peel another potato until you agree to buy the Albion.
You can do what you like, Jenny, but as you well know, I don't believe in giving in to terrorists.
Did you just call me?
Yes, and I can assure you I'm not budging.
48, 49, 50. Oh. And one for luck. There, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. You get up when you're ready. Not in pain, are you, Ian?
It's a good pin.
Well, you've done very well for a bloke of your size.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's admirable that you're prepared to push yourself out of your comfort zone. I mean, you're living proof that it's never too late to change your ways.
My ways are just fine, thanks.
Hey, fancy another session before the big day?
Oh, I think I'll be okay. I might go for a couple of bike rides on my own.
Oh, that's a point. I'm going to need to borrow a bike. You don't know anyone?
Oh, sorry, no.
Right, well, I'm going to head back.
Yeah, you go ahead. I think I'll just stretch for a bit longer.
Good idea. It's great to see you getting into the spirit of things.
Yeah, bye, Rob.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Jennifer Aldridge, leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Jenny, where are you? Look, call me as soon as you get this. The freezer's empty, I've had a long day and I need something to eat.
Thanks. One pint of bitter.
This is what the doctor ordered.
How are your joints?
Yeah, my shoulder's loosening up, but my knees are still pretty bad.
Oh, I should imagine you'll sleep well tonight.
At least I managed to keep up with Rob. That's worth a week of sore bones.
Ian?
Oh, no, I don't believe it. And can't a man have a quiet pint without...
Evening, gents.
Rob?
Aye.
How are you feeling, Ian?
Oh, just dandy.
He pushed himself to the absolute limit today. Quite Herculean effort.
So I heard.
Yeah, he's doing really well. You should be very proud.
Rob, he's my husband, not my dad.
Of course he is.
Is Helen not with you?
She's at home putting Henry to bed.
I'm getting the dinner ready, eh?
Well, I should hope so. Now, Becky and Raph fancied a quick pint, so I said I'd join them. Anyway, it's nice to see you both.
Yeah. Roll on Friday.
Roll on.
I think he wants to be friends.
Are you joking?
Oh, seems to be making the effort.
Yeah, to be patronising.
Look, you've got to expect a bit of banter when you hang out with a chap like Rob.
Yeah, and he's turning Helen into his very own domestic goddess.
Well, she doesn't seem to be complaining.
Yeah, believe you me. He's got his eyes on the lodge.
Oh, let it go, Ian.
I can't. Look, I just don't click with the guy.
Well, Helen seems to be crazy about him, so maybe we should make the effort for Helen's sake.
Ah, where on earth have you been?
And a very good evening to you too, Brian.
Jenny.
Lillian took me out to dinner.
Dinner?
Mm-hmm. At a sweet little French restaurant off the Borchester Road. La Femme du Monde. She and Matt go there quite often.
So you've eaten?
Oh, yes. I had the most delicious crab pâté to start. And then we shared an enormous Chateaubriand. And it came with the best béarnaise I think I've ever tasted.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And by then I was absolutely full to the brim, but Lillian insisted we try the cheese board. No, I think I need a coffee.
Did you get my message?
Yes.
What's happened to all the food?
I'm sorry?
All your pies and hot pots and stews, they've all disappeared. Someone's cleared out the freezer.
Oh, those, yes. I took everything round to the Nest.
What?
Well, you know how busy Alice is with work and... Oh, I hate the idea of them eating ready meals.
So what am I supposed to eat?
Well, as I explained before, darling, you and your stomach are no longer my problem.
Oh, will you listen to yourself?
I'm merely stating a fact.
Are you so desperate for that preposterous kitchen that you're prepared to starve your own husband?
There's no need to be overly dramatic, Brian. You could always go out somewhere.
I don't want to go out. I want my own dinner in my own home.
Well, I'm sure there's a tin of soup in one of those cupboards, so I'd check the date first.
I know what you're doing, Jenny, and it won't work.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm afraid I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
There you go.
Hiya, Kirsty.
You busy?
Just finishing off with the pigs. Everything all right?
Yeah, I wanted to check if we could meet a bit earlier. I spoke to the agent and we can get into the show house a few minutes before the open viewing. But if you've got too much on...
No, no. Once I've strolled down the arcs, I'll be done. I can be with you by 1:45?
Perfect. Oh, and I checked the website again, and the plans for the estate look fantastic.
I'm glad you're excited.
Hard to believe we'll be married in a few weeks' time.
It'll be worth the wait, I promise.
Don't suppose the village really needs another Mrs. Archer, though.
The others aren't you.
Oh, there's a customer. I better go.
OK, I'll pick you up shortly.
Bye.
Bye.
Thought a flask of coffee might be in order.
Oh, you read my mind.
How's it going?
As you can see, they're guzzling this lot at a rate of knots. I'll need to order more bags of feed this afternoon. Still, I guess it shows that they're thriving.
Ah, yeah. I've noticed it's even muddier than usual up here.
Yeah, the whole village is covered. Rough and tumble's going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, rather you than me. Glad I opted for Linda's smooth and steady. Worst thing that can happen is that my egg falls off my spoon. do you fancy cauliflower soup for lunch?
Sounds lovely, but I can't. Kirsty and I are viewing this house. What? The off-plan one, on the estate I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. Well, enjoy. Tell us how it goes.
Will do.
Well, I'll let you get on.
Oh, Mum, I asked Dad to email the latest list of addresses for the veg box customers. I'm trying to update the database. I did say I needed it today.
Well, your father's had his hands full this morning.
How come?
Oh, well, I suppose you'll find out soon enough. One of his new cows died in the early hours.
Oh, no. What happened?
We don't know. Alistair's examining the animal now. This particular cow wasn't feeding well and it was standing apart from the rest of the herd.
I told him there was something wrong with that cow. Why on earth didn't you or Dad say something when I arrived this morning?
It wasn't the first thing that came to mind.
What if it's something that could spread to my pigs?
Oh, don't you think you're jumping the gun?
No, I don't.
Ruth?
Yeah?
What do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to get to the silage. What does it look like?
Will you stop that now?
What?
You can't be taking on all this work. It's too physical.
I'm fine.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can you... Come on, please. Get out of my way.
Oh, David.
It is not possible to simply carry on as you are.
I know my own body, David, and you've no right to
I'm thinking of you.
Then don't patronise me. Let me decide what I'm capable of.
I don't understand what's going on.
I want to keep things as normal as possible.
Love, you look shattered.
I'm managing all right.
No, you're not. You're acting as if nothing's happened when everything has changed. Look, it's not just about you and me and the farm and keeping on top of the routine jobs. We both have a responsibility to this baby.
I know that.
All right, well, then accept that you can't put any more strain on yourself. Hmm? Now, can you please back off and let me finish loading up?
Oh, Tom. Yeah, I know you want those addresses for the database.
Never mind about that. Where's Alistair?
He's just left. So, you've heard?
Yes. I just about managed to wheedle the truth out of Mum.
Hold on a second. What do you mean the truth?
He's upset, Tony.
We're all upset. You surely don't think we were keeping anything from you?
What did Alistair say?
He's recommended a post-mortem, so he's sending the carcass to the AHVLA.
Does he think it's serious?
Not necessarily. We'll get the results next week.
Any sign there's a problem with the rest of the herd?
Nothing as yet.
There's every chance that this is just a one-off.
But you can't be sure.
You know as well as anyone there are always unknowns when you're buying stock. This is just plain old-fashioned bad luck.
Your mum's right. We couldn't have foreseen this. We're dealing with animals, not number crunching.
Oh, come off it, Dad. You were keeping your fingers crossed and hoping for the best.
What are you getting at?
You could see something wasn't right.
Cattle die, Tom. It happens.
Well, maybe it's because beef just isn't your thing.
Now, you listen to me. You might not want cattle on the farm, but that doesn't give you the right to question my credentials.
If it affects my pigs, I have every right.
We don't know that yet.
Can you both please calm down? This is difficult for all of us, Tom, not least your father. Tony's done the right thing by calling in Alistair and reporting it. Now we just have to wait and see.
Oh, we seem to be spending every day going from job to job at the moment. There's no let-up.
Yeah, thanks to the weather.
Well, it's not just the weather. This is what it takes to keep on top of everything.
Well, it's the life we've chosen.
Sometimes I think we forget to take it all in, you know. To remember what we've achieved.
Maybe.
Don't you think it's getting harder?
What?
I mean, the physical demands on us both.
Well, it's no harder than they've always been. Although I realise it's incredibly tough for you at the moment. Given how tired you must be feeling. And that's why I keep telling you to rest.
Oh, I didn't mean that. The fact is, we're getting older. And farm work isn't magically going to get any easier.
What, are you saying I'm past it?
Not quite.
Oh, Joshy's coming on leaps and bounds.
He's certainly not short of enthusiasm.
No, or ideas. Plus, Mum's helping as much as she can around the house, isn't she?
Oh, Jill's a godsend. But Brookfield is ultimately our responsibility. All it takes is some bad weather and our routines go out the window.
Oh, that's always been the case.
I know, but... I guess what I'm trying to say is... that life's hard enough. Never mind with a baby in the mix.
I see.
I can't imagine how we'll cope.
Hey, we've coped before. 3 times.
Well, we were younger then. And fearless. We hadn't weathered so many storms.
When I was pregnant with Pip, I never considered what might go wrong. Now it's all I think about.
You could look at it the other way.
How's that?
Well, we've got much more experience now. We know ourselves. We know what we want. Of course we've had difficult periods, but we've got through them and they've made us stronger. And I'm proud to say that we have raised three amazing kids, so we must have done something right.
I suppose I'm worried that with this baby, we're just taking on far too much. And anyway, is it even right to bring another child into the world?
I don't know. Don't have all the answers, and I'm not pretending that I'm not scared. Part of me's terrified. But most importantly, I can't get away from the fact that I'm excited.
Really?
Yeah. You know, there'll be a baby at Brookfield again. Our baby. Crawling round the kitchen and learning to walk in the yard. And when he or she's a toddler, you know, sitting next to me in the tractor, just like Pitt, Josh and Ben used to. And this little one will have three older siblings to love and to play with. Not to mention Mum.
Yeah.
Seems as if it were yesterday that I was cradling Pip in my arms. She was like a tiny doll. Now, grown up, living life to the full. Time passes so quickly. And this baby feels like a chance to do it all over again. The rough bits as well as the smooth. It's a blessing, Ruth. Unplanned, yes. But that's what blessings are.
Look at this bathroom.
Very luxurious.
Wouldn't be out of place in a 5-star hotel. Although I'm not sure about the basin. Clear glass is hardly practical.
No.
Well, that's the beauty of buying off plan, isn't it? We get to choose, or not just choose, design our own property. Oh, I love these tiles, don't you?
Hmm.
Tom, are you listening?
Yeah, absolutely. Good tiles. They're great.
You're still annoyed about your dad, aren't you?
Sorry, Kirsty. I can't help it. He seems to spread his incompetence wherever he goes.
That's a bit harsh.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I don't mean it.
He can't have expected to lose that cow. He must be upset.
Hmm.
And I know you worried about the pigs, but you've not spotted any problems. The likelihood is this incident won't affect you or the business.
I hope you're right.
In any case, there's nothing you can do about it now.
What would I do without you, eh?
Scour the internet for somebody to love?
I would not!
Shall we have another look at the master bedroom?
I'm all yours.
Oh, wow, I like it even more than I did 10 minutes ago.
You've really fallen for this place, haven't you?
Oh, this is an ideal house for a family, Tom.
Can't argue with that. You know, you look so happy.
I think we found it. Imagine calling a place like this our home.
But they are asking for a 10% deposit.
We can make it work, can't we? With the money from your gran, I mean.
Should be able to.
You said the house won't be ready till at least July. You only need to put the deposit down 3 months before that.
So we could pay in April?
Exactly, once the wedding's out of the way. All we need to do now is reserve the plot and pay legal fees. Oh. Can't believe we're going to find anywhere better than here.
Maybe not.
You heard the agent. They're being snapped up.
Yep.
We don't want to miss out, do we?
No. And like you said, we can put our own stamp on the place. Be a fresh start for both of us. It is a massive financial commitment, though.
No bigger than the one we're making to each other.
It's true that a house like this would make a great investment.
So?
So, your wish is my command. I say we make that dream come true.
Oh, Tom! I don't think I could be any happier. Feels so good to be doing this together.
Yeah. You and me against the world, eh?
Oh, for goodness sake, this blasted thing.
Oh, how did you sleep, Brian?
You know full well I've been up half the night. A man can't sleep on an empty stomach. Oh, damn.
What on earth have you done to the bread maker?
This thing's come off in my hand.
Well, that's called a mounting shaft unit.
Well, how do I stick it back on?
Well, you need the instruction manual.
Where's that?
Oh, we've had that machine for donkey's years. I expect I've thrown it away.
You're just going to stand there while I starve?
No, no, not at all. I'm actually going out. Linda's holding a breakfast meeting for Smooth and Steady.
You haven't been home all week?
No, because of sport relief. These assault courses have proved to be quite a draw. And according to Fallon, half of Borsetshire's descending on Ambridge tomorrow.
God, this damn thing.
And apparently Linda's putting on quite a spread this morning with croissant, brioche and homemade muffins.
Yes, all right, Jenny. Look, I get the picture. There must be some edible matter in one of these cupboards.
Where are my car keys?
How long is your absurd industrial action going to continue?
Well, it's up to you. All you have to do is agree to the installation of my new kitchen, and the waft of freshly baked bread will once again feature at Hill Farm.
I will not be railroaded, Jenny. I think I've made that perfectly clear.
You are starting to look rather drawn, you know.
Whose fault's that?
Oh, I think there's an old packet of some muesli somewhere.
No, thanks. Things aren't that bad. Not yet.
I think it belonged to Kate.
Aha! Breakfast shall be served.
Oh, what's that?
A tin of lychees.
Of those? Oh, yes. Well, good luck. I'll see you later.
You want to reserve a plot?
We fell in love with it, didn't we, Tom?
Head over heels.
And how much will that cost?
About £1,000, plus legal fees.
So you lose that if you don't go through with the purchase?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, I know, but it is quite a lot of money to lose if you change your mind. Suppose you see another house you prefer.
We won't.
Anyone want a refill?
No, not for me.
Yeah, thanks.
And a 10% deposit sounds like quite a lot of money to spend on a house that isn't built yet.
That's the whole point of buying off plan.
One of the perks is that we get to choose all our own fixtures and fittings.
I'd have thought if you're not building a new property on Bridge Farm, you'd have wanted an older house. Something with history and charm, a bit of character.
If we went for a refurbishment project, the likelihood is we'd have to stay where we are while we do the place up.
And there's no way we could afford to pay rent and a mortgage.
Besides, we're far too busy to be knocking down walls and chasing up plumbers. This way, we walk straight into our perfect home.
And we're hoping to give it our own sense of character.
Is that really possible when you're talking about a modern box?
Mum, this house is where we want to start married life.
Seems so.
We'll be laying down new roots on our own terms. It's a shame you can't be pleased for us.
Tom, I am pleased for you.
Really?
Your father and I are both delighted. We want you to be happy. That's what matters at the end of the day.
We are happy, Mum. Very much so.
Looks as though the winter wheat took a bit of a battering.
Yeah.
Seems to have come through pretty well, all the same. You feeling all right, Brian?
Yeah, of course.
Ah, that's encouraging.
What?
Look, new grass coming through.
Hmm.
And the lucerne isn't looking too bad, considering the amount of rain we've had. What do you think? Brian, are you listening?
I'm sorry, Adam. It's just that...
What?
I'm finding it hard to concentrate.
Oh?
The truth is, I'm famished. Your mother's abstaining from cooking. I haven't sat down to a proper meal for days.
Ah, yes, her bid for the bespoke kitchen. Yeah, Ian mentioned that she was waxing lyrical about her recessed plinth and dovetail drawers.
Her head's been turned by this fawning lunatic. Goes by the name of Kingsley. I mean, what she's doing is nothing short of blackmail. That woman is torturing me.
I've got a bar of chocolate in my pocket.
Have you?
Would you like it?
Well, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Thanks.
This is what I've been reduced to, Adam.
I'm sure she won't carry this on for much longer.
Go on. You don't know what your mother's capable of.
I wasn't expecting so much traffic. You might be a few minutes late.
Oh, I've texted Helen. You okay?
Yeah.
You've been very quiet since we left Bridge Farm.
You saw Mum's reaction. I didn't think she'd be jumping for joy, but she could have shown a smidgen of enthusiasm.
Oh, your parents are a different generation, Tom. You can't expect them to approve of every choice we make.
Problem is, they always think that they know better. And they most certainly don't.
Well, that's family for you.
Anyway, we'll have our own family soon, in our own home.
Oh, I hope so.
I feel as if I'm saying goodbye to the old, hello to the new.
Do you?
Yeah. Like I'm finally doing the right thing with the right person.
Me too.
Just because Mum and Dad aren't exactly popping champagne corks doesn't mean we can't.
Hey, I like the sound of this.
So, I'm taking you to the ball tonight to celebrate. We are buying a house.
Afternoon, Adam.
Ah, practice run?
Yes. Oh, 5:40.
Sounds impressive.
Well, I've shaved off 10 seconds from Willow Farm.
Oh, good job.
Ooh. Well, this looks rather daunting. Surely contestants can't be expected to pole vault.
No, I'm sticking those into the ground. They're parallel bars.
Ah, now there's a challenge.
Well, apparently some of the young farmers were goading Dan about the difficulty level of rough and tumble, so we're assembling some last-minute extras.
That young man's a force to be reckoned with. I'm sure he'll be more than a match for any young farmer.
Well, they'll be swarming round here tomorrow. Not to mention all the spectators. Fallon's created a real buzz.
Yes, she's done her best. Oh, I hope you don't mind me saying, Adam, but I'm not sure this bar's quite equidistant from the other one.
Well, if there's a problem, I'm sure the army guy will point it out when he does his final checks in the morning.
Oh.
He's in charge of health and safety.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear that. Given the stampede we're expecting, anything we can do to avert accidents will only add to the smooth running of the day. At least the identity of the mystery celebrity will become apparent tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine Fallon has many contacts outside Borsetshire. And I always think if you keep your expectations low, then you won't be disappointed. Five, 10, 15.
Jenny, this can't go on any longer.
What's that?
Your refusal to perform normal duties is affecting my day and consequently our livelihood. Now, please, I'm begging you, will you stop this nonsense now?
Oh, I did find a packet of lamb mince at the bottom of the fridge. I could make you a shepherd's pie, but only if
All right.
All right, what?
You're going to have your silly kitchen.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah, but if we're going to this expense, I demand to have a beer fridge. And one for wine as well. And an ice maker.
Well, I'm sure that's all fairly standard when you're dealing with a company like Borsetshire by Design.
Well, shouldn't you be peeling an onion or something?
Not until I've finished counting out these spoons for the egg and spoon race. Oh, and there is one more thing.
What thing?
You have to take back those cruel comments you made about Kingsley.
I didn't.
Now, don't force me to repeat your exact words, Brian. You know what I mean. Apologise now, and I'll look for a pie dish.
OK, I'm sorry. Will that do?
Yes, I suppose so.
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm phoning Kingsley to tell him the good news.
To new adventures.
In our new home.
And to you.
Don't tell me you've eloped.
Not quite, Linda.
We're buying a house.
Oh.
Our first home together.
In the village?
No, on a new development towards Waterley Cross. We're buying off plan.
Oh, what fun. Oh, congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
So, Robin and Maid Marian have their happy ending?
Well, hopefully it's more of a beginning.
Would you like a glass of champagne, Linda?
Oh, no, no, thank you, Tom. It's very kind of you, but I am in training. Must be on tip-top form for smooth and steady tomorrow.
Did you manage to get everything sorted?
Oh, yes, just about. We've been inundated with requests from interested parties. Jennifer's even had to source more Hessian sacks. She's done a sterling job, of course. While Neil's taken responsibility for the three-legged race and the tug-of-war.
Oh, smooth and steady sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm dreading rough and tumble. I mean, knowing my luck, I'll fall in the am and get trampled on by 50 young farmers.
It's the parallel bars I'm worried about.
What parallel bars?
Relax, Kirsty. You'll feel a huge sense of achievement once you've finished.
If I finish.
Tom's right. Everyone will make their way round one way or another. By the way, I may have some clues as to the identity of the celebrity.
Oh, yeah?
I overheard Fallon speaking on the phone. Whoever it is will be travelling down via a certain motorway, which means the someone in question is undoubtedly northern.
Right.
And she was chatting away with a certain familiarity, as if there was real common ground between the two. Call it a sixth sense, if you will, but it's my firm view that the person we'll be welcoming to Ambridge tomorrow is a female.
Oh, that's some detective work.
So, a northern woman, eh?
Mm-hmm. I think we're in for a real surprise.
Oh, it's such a thrill to think of our little village under the glare of the entire county.
I know what you mean. Sport release all anyone's talking about.
I do hope Fallon can cope.
Well, I can't wait.
You're not the only one, Tom. The competitive spirit seems to be infectious. I was at Grey Gables this afternoon, and Ian seems to be relishing his encounter.
Really?
Yes. I had no idea he was so focused on beating Rob.
So the volunteers will spread out up and down Lakey Hill, round by Haven Barrow and along the river.
Plenty of opportunity for the crowd to put their hands in their pockets then.
That's the plan. Once the race is over, I'll count the money.
You're a diamond, Ruth.
You've certainly attracted quite a crowd.
Yeah. Ooh. What's going on?
Take a look at Jazza. Now, that is a brave choice.
You wouldn't catch me out in a kilt on a day like today. Oh. The climbing wall should make interesting viewing.
Oh,
look at the time.
Oh, right. Well, I'd better gather the troops for a final pep talk.
Shout if you need any more collecting buckets.
Will do. Right. See you in a bit.
Yeah.
Bye. Right, I'm just going to quickly wish Rob and Ian good luck.
Yeah, cheers. Will and Tom going first?
Fallon, I thought we'd set off smooth and steady once Rough and Tumble is well underway.
Yes, yeah. Well, you're all going round together, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Any sign of her yet?
Who?
Our celebrity.
Well, it's probably okay to tell you now.
Yes.
Well, she is actually a he.
I finally managed to get a bike.
Well done.
Yeah, Jennifer found me one on the farm. It's not quite the right size.
All right, what is it to say about a bad workman again?
Ian, is something wrong?
Why do you say that?
Well, you seem rather prickly. You have been all week, to be honest.
Everything's fine.
I've been trying to help you.
I don't need your help.
Oh, come on. You've only made it to the start line because of my support.
You think you're quite something, don't you?
No, actually I don't.
Yeah? You sounded pretty sure yourself the other night, the way you were ordering Helen around. And you seem pretty pleased that Peggy's left Helen the lodge. Now, that is some inheritance.
What are you talking about?
Ah, there you are.
Hi, darling.
Oh, I wanted to let you know I'll be cheering you on.
Thanks. Yeah, we were just saying how much fun we're having.
I'm so proud of both of you. Rob's told me how hard you've worked, Ian.
Has he?
Yeah, training together has been my personal highlight.
Oh, I'm so pleased. Right, well, may the best man win.
What a marvellous atmosphere.
Yeah, it seems as though the whole village is out.
The whole county? And it's lovely to see Ruth smiling.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Bit nervous.
I meant about becoming a father again.
Well, same answer.
I'm sure.
Nervous and really pleased. Over the moon, actually. Only wish Ruth felt the same.
Give her time.
I think she's still reeling from the news.
I know.
Well, I better go and pick up my bucket.
Okay.
David!
Ruth!
I just wanted to say a good look.
Oh, okay.
I'm rooting for you.
Well, I'll try not to embarrass you.
You'll do just fine.
Hey, what's that for?
I don't know. Anyway, good luck.
Thanks. I'll see you later.
See you.
Now, please make some noise for our first pair of competitors, William Grundy and Tom Archer.
You're still breathing, Ian. I'm right behind you, Mick.
Now you're doing better than I expected. I trust this isn't the result of some performance-enhancing substance.
Cheeky mare. You know, catching you up isn't as hard as you think. Watch, will it push him?
Yeah, it's called a professional nudge.
Okay, everyone, he's finally arrived.
It's you.
Fallon?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Welcome to Ambridge, sir.
Bradley will do.
Nice work, Pat!
Susan's much fitter than I thought. Linda's a whirlwind on her bike. Oh, thank you.
Here comes!
David, save some energy for Hayden Brook.
Come. Let me sign up to anything like this ever again!
Oh, he's worked so hard. I mean, David, Adam and Dan have practically constructed the entire course.
They've done a splendid job.
I don't know how David's managed. We've been flat out at the farm.
If you want something badly enough, you find a way of making it happen.
Yeah, I suppose. He's pretty amazing, your son. Are you sure I can't get you anything to eat or drink?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, I did bring a folding chair.
I've been sat in the car for a few hours, honestly. I'm happy having a look around.
After the water jumps, contestants climb that wall, roll down the hill onto the parallel bars, and then they pick up their bikes for the last leg. That's the cycle sprint into Jubilee Field.
Quite a challenge, this rough and tumble.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a go myself.
Oh, really? We're running another course alongside it, which is more like a fun run. Ah, here comes the organiser now.
What, this woman on the bike?
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Oh, my goodness!
Whoa, there you go.
Oh, gosh, are you all right?
I think so.
Yeah, let me give you a hand.
But you're...
I know, can you believe it?
I thought you were northern.
Well, I live near Manchester.
And I was sure you were a woman.
Not the last time I checked.
Sir, you and Sir...
He likes being called Bradley.
On the telephone, you and he were talking with such ease.
Well, as you can tell, Bradley's very down to earth.
Well, hello. I'm Linda Snow, and I'm honoured to make your acquaintance.
You too. Nice bike, by the way.
I don't know why you're bothering. I've trounced you at every stage so far.
It's not finished yet.
It won't make any difference.
It will to me. Get on your bike.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Your bike's got gears.
See ya!
Now, everyone's mucked in and worked together as a team.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Today's been a real testament to the spirit of this village.
Yeah, hello, this is looking a bit tasty.
I see what you mean.
My money's on the big fella.
Rob's the favourite, but you're right. But Ian's definitely edging ahead on this leg.
Yes!
Oh. You got lucky.
No, I beat you because I'm better on a bike.
No, it's because I slowed down.
What?
To take another look at the lodge. After all, I will be moving in one day.
Peggy's leaving that to Helen.
Helen and I are one and the same. Besides, I always feel a man's the real head of the household.
Yeah? How does this feel?
Blimey.
What are you doing?
going?
That was completely uncalled for.
Yeah, it felt great.
Stand back, fella.
Oh, my God.
Don't get mad on his suit. You okay, Rob?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. Oh, wow. Oh, you're a hero?
Okay, just don't punch me in the face, yeah?
That's Wiggle. It's really you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, what you just saw there, that's not the real me. I look at your suit, I've really mucked that up, I'm sorry.
Well, competition brings the worst out of people, as well as the best.
Look, you know, this is one of the best moments of my whole life. I mean, well, you're a bona fide legend.
And the male winner of Ambridge Rough and Tumble 2014 is Dan Hebden Lloyd. Come on, Dan, where's he got to? Now, I'm thrilled to announce that presenting the trophies today is Olympic champion and Tour de France winner, the one and only Sir Bradley Wiggins.
Well done, congratulations.
It's also my great pleasure to inform you that the smooth and steady prize goes to our very own Linda Snell. And Linda wins a meal for two at exclusive local restaurant La Femme du Monde.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I think you'll agree. It's been a tremendous day. As you know, our target was to raise £1,000 for Sport Relief, which could provide 3 water points in the slums of Tanzania, giving thousands of families access to safe, clean water. I can confirm that we've exceeded our target and we're still counting. Yay! So well done, everybody, and thank you.
Fallon, I must commend you on a magnificent effort. I couldn't have done a better job myself.
That is high praise indeed. Cheers, Linda.
And Bradley, may I call you Bradley?
Please do.
Thank you. Well, Bradley, I was going to say that your presence has been the icing, as it were. But, in actual fact, today, being here with us all in Ambridge, well, you have been the cake.
Thanks.
Now, I want to pick your brains.
Go on, then.
Do you find that using a fixed gear bike improves smoothness in your pedal strokes?
Ian, I'd like to clear the air.
Would you know?
I'm very passionate about sport, and I realise I may have spoken out of turn after the race. I mean, still no excuse for what you did, but I hope we can forget about it and shake hands.
I don't think so.
I'm offering to buy you a drink.
Offer declined.
I'm prepared to overlook the fact that you hit me.
I've got your card marked, mate. You're a bully. Helen's my best friend.
You got me all wrong.
I'm watching you, Rob, so you mind yourself.
What on earth happened? Fallon said you were scrapping.
No big deal, Helen.
Ian, didn't realise you were so competitive.
Neither did I. No, sorry, if you'll excuse me. Adam's just bought me a pint.
I'm so proud of Dan.
Shula hasn't stopped smiling all afternoon.
Yes.
And David was a revelation. Do you know he came 10th overall?
10th out of 50-odd. Remarkable.
Oh, Linda's already stuck a selfie on the village website of her meeting Sir Bradley.
He was a joy, wasn't he?
Oh.
Apparently, he liked Ambridge so much, he's thinking of holidaying in Borsetshire next summer.
What a fantastic day.
Mm. And how are you feeling about the baby?
I think the initial shock has passed. I finally realise that David's not just okay with it. He's very happy.
He's certainly got a spring in his step.
And, well, now I've had some time to adjust to the idea, I'm delighted too.
Oh, Ruth, I knew you would be.
David's right. It's a gift. And now I can honestly say I want this baby more than anything.
Thank you.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.